In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
The election is just under 3 weeks away. What should investors watch out for?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The presidential election will be held in 20 days. Between now and Tuesday, November 8th, what should investors watch for? And is there anything they should do as far as repositioning their portfolios? Joining us is Jamie Cox, managing partner at Harris Financial. Jamie, are you thinking about what a Trump administration or a Clinton administration might mean for the economy and stocks or the Fed or the Supreme Court? Or do you think this is Hillary Clinton's election to lose?
I've felt that way the entire time. Hillary Clinton has been in the lead almost the entire time. And so I think the investors need to focus more on down the ticket, both in the House and in the Senate, to make any type of predictions of what markets might do. I think the presidential election has long since been it's sort of over, if you will.
So what you're looking out for, basically the down ballot elections, and as a result, who controls the Senate and the House, that sort of thing?
Yeah. If you think about, a lot of people focus on the presidential election and think it's a really important thing for markets and stocks in general. It's really not. Tax policy is more the purview of Congress. So if you were to look at the Republicans now control the Congress, if Hillary Clinton is elected president, that check and balance would be in place. However, with all the vitriol and all the back and forth that's been going on at the top of the ticket, the Senate is now in question. And so that really has implications for tax policy and what that would look like for infrastructure spending and the like as we move into 2017 and beyond. So if you're an investor, you probably don't want the Senate to be controlled by the Democrats. You would rather have the entire Congress controlled by Republicans, have a Democratic president, get compromise, and actually get good middle-of-the-road policy. So that would be the ideal situation, but it is definitely called into question given the last, you know, couple of months of back and forth and all the fighting that's been going on between or in and among the Republican Party. I mean, there's no unity, and I think that most people that are watching are really worried that the Senate flips from the Republicans to the Democrats, and that will definitely have long-range implications.
Well, let's talk
stocks and for markets.
For stocks and markets, right. Well, let's talk about that. What if the Senate flips and the House margin becomes closer?
Well, I don't know if the House margin will become closer. I think that the House of Representatives is likely to stay at or about the same level that it is right now, but the Senate definitely could easily flip. And what that will do is it basically will create even more gridlock than there already is. If the Senate flips, then the House will become even more partisan and we'll get nowhere. So the problem that we've had over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years is that the Congress has done nothing except try to block everything President Obama has put forth. So the rest of us, the people in the country, you know, legislation that needs to be passed, infrastructure projects that need to be introduced, these things have done nothing except be blocked because one party doesn't want the other party to have the upper hand. And we need that to change. So what I feel like is if we end up getting the Democrats in control of the Senate, that all we're going to do is boost that into hyperdrive, and even less will get done than is already getting done now at a time when we really need the Congress to do its job, because we're at the sort of the end of the line in terms of what the Fed can do to prop up the economy. So we need the Congress to do its job so monetary policy can go back to normal, and then everybody can benefit from that.
Hillary Clinton obviously has been a lightning rod for a lot of things during this election campaign, but do you think she would be likely as president to work better with Republicans in Congress since she's more of a centrist?
I think so. I think that it is not lost on Secretary Clinton the need for her to work with Congress. I mean, if you go back to the first Clinton administration, you know, there was a lot that was accomplished between Republicans and Democrats, and government was kind of revered at the time. And as James Carville has famously said, it's the economy, stupid. So I think Hillary knows that in order to be revered as president and be remembered as someone, she wants to be remembered as someone who brought the economy forward, who made people's lives better. So I think that at the end of the day, she will not be supplanted in this, or not, she wouldn't plant her feet firmly on the side of one position or the other. She's going to do what's necessary to kind of get the ball moving. And I think that will be the hallmark of the second Clinton administration. So I don't think that that a lot of people worry that a President Clinton would be an extension of a President Obama. I don't think so. I think they're totally different. And I actually am very positive about what a Hillary administration would bring. And I typically lean more Republican, but I kind of like that. I kind of enjoyed the 90s, and I would like to have a repeat of it as an investor.
But on the other hand, Jamie, do you think there will be just a lot of partisan sniping? Because as I mentioned before, you know, Clinton's been such a lightning rod. Do you think they'll continue to go after her even after she becomes president?
I don't think so. If you've watched the Republican Party sort of disintegrate over the past 6 or 7 months, you've seen a number of key Republicans come out in support of Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. So I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think if you've seen Secretary Clinton be a lightning rod, it's been on certain sectors. For example, you know, sectors of the economy where there have been a company or two which have driven up drug prices or have done something to make the average American, you know, pay a lot more than what is really realistic on a healthcare device or something like that. You've seen that part of Hillary be a lightning rod. I think that will continue. But I don't think on tax policy, there's too much agreement that there needs to be an infrastructure project. Then there needs to be tax reform, both from what you look at Hillary's, you know, tax plan and you see on the Republican side. I think there's broad agreement to get things done. So I'm not so certain that I agree with the lightning rod part when it comes to fiscal policy. I actually think it's going to be quite positive.
Jamie, do you think investor worries might increase as Election Day draws near, or will it be business as usual?
Well, interestingly enough, I speak with clients all day long, and the calls go like this. I'm worried the market is going to crash if Hillary becomes president. And the next call is, I'm worried the market is going to crash because Trump might become president. And so that generally does not occur at market tops. So I feel pretty positive on the sentiment side that people are not overzealous in their investment decisions or in their in philosophies about markets at the moment. So I feel pretty good about that. But I don't think it matters who the president is, quite honestly. I've said it from the beginning, Congress matters more. And so long as you – it's all. I think it's all about getting it over. We just need this to end quickly.
So you're not telling your clients or customers to do anything different as far as their portfolios are concerned?
No, absolutely not. The investment choices that our clients have made are not going to change based on who the president is.
Outside of the political sphere, what are you watching out for, you know, as far as the economy, you know, economic reports or earnings between now and then?
Well, I'm paying particular attention to the Fed. Janet Yellen has done a few things recently that has led me to believe that she basically said that the economy, so she said, use the word pressure cooker, or and I think that what that means is that monetary policy is going to stay extraordinarily loose, maybe longer than what people had anticipated, and that the Fed will in fact tolerate inflation going above its objective, and so as a consequence, I feel like that's a departure from what a lot of people had felt going into 2016, where the Fed would be raising interest rates multiple times. So I think that interest rate policy matters a lot more, and it gives people the comfort in knowing that the Fed is going to be their friend as opposed to trying to lock down monetary policy, you know, rather quickly. So I think that's more important in the short run than anything else. And so buying tips or something that has inflation protection stocks, that's very positive for those type of sectors.
Do you think, as most other people do, that the Fed will raise interest rates at the December meeting?
I am not certain that they raise the short-term rate. I think the Fed is interested in increasing the spread or steepening the yield curve. But I'm not so certain that they're going to do that by raising the Fed funds rate. There are so many other things they can do by adjusting the balance sheet, a reverse operation twist the original operation twist was to, you know, to sell short-term securities, buy long-term securities. They could do that in reverse. you know, you could sell off the longer dated securities and buy the short run to steepen the yield curve, which would enhance bank earnings, give banks more profits where they could lend, not, you know, disintegrate insurance companies and all the pension plans and things like that that have been primarily affected by the flattening of the yield curve and the historically long duration of low rates. You could fix that problem by dealing with the longer end of the curve without having to move monetary policy at the short end. So I'm more in the camp that they deal with the balance sheet more so than they deal with the short-term Fed funds rate, which makes more sense. So I'm actually kind of encouraged about that.
Jamie Cox, managing partner at Harris Financial, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.